Rebbe, did you get the questions?
You send questions, Michael?
Yeah, I'll put it in the chat right now then. One sec.
Okay, I have to see if I can get that. I could probably print that out in a second.
I can put it right here in the group chat if Rebbe wants.
Okay, if you know how to do it.
Yeah. Did Rebbe see it?
I have to press on chat, I guess.
Yes.
I'm pressing on chat. Oh. Medical equipment for conducting vaccine treatment research for corona. Are they allowed to work on Shabbos? Absolutely,
that's
yes.
The next question. Wait, there's one before.
Before?
There's one beforehand.
Doesn't come out. More at all?
Before that. That's after. Rebbe's scrolling the wrong way.
Hold on. Well, hold on. If I move it up, 1 second. No, it just went off completely. My Rebbe is printing it out, so we'll be fine. Thank you. For some reason, the top was cut off. Just saw the first word I saw. It's coming. Thank you. Thank you. I just didn't see it. Okay.
Is that the best way for you to see it?
What does that mean?
Is that how you want to see the screen?
If you have a better way. If I forgot to specify which rooms in the house I want to sell, I already submitted the form.
Rebbe, you're muted. Rebbe, you're muted. Nobody can hear.
How did that happen? Okay, start again. If I forgot to specify which rooms in the house I want to sell, I already submitted the form. So I need to sell that information to the person selling it. I think it's appropriate. If someone is working for a company producing medical equipment or conducting vaccine treatments to research for corona, are they to work on Shabbos? Yes. What do I think we should do about saying Mohr Atal? What am I going to do? That's a tremendous tumult. I'm going to do what I do every year. Every year, I say Mashav Ruach and Word of Gushim in the Sanat Shmones, right? I happen to be the Baal Tefillah, so I say Mohr Atal, and then everyone omits Mashav Ruach from that point and on. That's what we do every year. So I'm going to do this year. I know that there are Gedolei Torah who have gone in opposite directions. I was told that Rabbi Shech, the Shlita, said that everyone should say Mohr Atal, even if you have a Nusach Ashkenaz, for that one Tefillah. So it should be a Chorozah in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Someone told me that Rabbi David Feinstein said, on the contrary, everyone should stop saying without Marla, just omit it, starting at Musaf. I'm a plain Jew. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Minhag Ashkenaz is, we say Mashiv. Every mouth is a prince away. We say Mashiv, Baruch, Marla, Gashiv at Musaf. The Chazan, if there's a Chazar, as a Shatz, you know, of course, Davin's Tal, it starts with Tal. And from Mincha on, if you daven Nusach Sfarad or Nusach Eretz Yisrael, you say Mohr Atal. If you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you say nothing. M'chal Kachayim B'chesed. I plan to do the same thing this year. When pouring boiling water into the sink, can you pour the water on the top and let it run down the sides? Does each square inch need to be touched directly by the steam of boiling water? The most important thing to touch is the floor, not the sides. The floor. Those of you who remember the shiur we gave recently in Simon Sadi Beis, Siv Zion, was a steer between Sadi Beis and Sadi Hey about Iwui Shenizchal. So it's the east of Ehet Arach Paschas on Shabbos. You can take water, pour it down the side of the cup, and let it slide onto the tavlin. Rabbi Kivega quotes it. Shinyan Chesef Yud. We thought that we don't pass in that way. Israel holds like the Rashbam. That the Iwis could be shady. And he holds a Chumra B'Yalma if it's direct Iwis. So he's making on the size. We pass in that Iwis is Mafla, Mavashal, Mavliya, Kate Klippa. So therefore, the most important thing is to pour the water on the floor of the sink. That's where the Chumras really is. Then you push it, you throw it, pour some more on the sides as much as you can. I have a personal chumrah in my house. We fill it to the top. That means we pour, we have three big pots. The first pot, you can pour on the spout. You'd be able to take a pot and lift it, so the spout should be actually in submerging the water. You pour on the floor, and then you pour on the sides as much as we can. And then at the end, it's most of the way full, put on the hot water tap until it fills up to the top, because you never know if you got every single spot. But it's all not really required mikra adin. Okay, those are the four questions. Let's begin today's shiur.
Hey, Rebbe, before kashering the sink, can one not have used it at all, even for cold, for 24 hours?
Oh, cold is like nothing.
Cold's fine. Okay.
You guys learn you're a day, you know that. Cold is nothing. Okay, good. So today's shiur is about Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer, we know, it says, Sheva Shavosos Tumimos Tiena. I think Tzvi is there. He knows how to do the techie stuff. Take a look at Masechta Megillah, Tosfos Daf Chof Amud Beis. That's what is discussed. Famous Tosfos, world famous.
So, Rebbe?
Tosfos, whoever can put it on, I don't know, whoever has the ability to do it should try to do it so everyone can see it.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Sorry, can I just ask one quick question before we get started?
Sure, of course.
Can Rebbe just review the halachas of Tanis Bechurim? Is there a difference if I'm fasting for my son? I'm not a Bechur, but I have a son who's a Bechur.
Baruch Hashem.
So,
does that make...
Amen. So, I mean, obviously I wasn't planning on making my own siyum. So what could I do now to pater?
You're a little late in the game, my friend.
A little late, yeah.
Rebbe, you can still finish Tanis, Tamid.
Tamid. What I'm doing in my shul is that we started Zooming. Every night we learn an Amid Gemara Masechta Tamid.
Tamid.
Tamid is 7.5 lat. A lot of it is just Mishnayis.
Right.
I believe of the 7 Prakim in the Masechta, only 3 have Gemara, 4 only Mishnayis. And there's a whole Amid of Agadah. We're just learning about Alexander the Great. So it's not that hard to finish Masechta Tamid, even if you start now. In the absence of that possibility, there are poskim on Mekel and say that it's okay to fulfill the minhag by having it on Zoom. Okay, so you can, if you want to rely on that cooler, so you can...
But is there something in the middle, like would Mishnayos work or would like a Sefer of Tanakh work? Or
I don't think so.
No, okay.
I invite you, if you want to Zoom with me, I think it's a different... It's the same Zoom. I don't know what Zoom is what. I'm doing 2 Siyumim. I have an early show and a late show. At 7 o'clock, for those who want to eat early, I'll make a Siyum Masechta Brachos. I learned with Daf Yomi, and I finished it a while ago, and just finishing it up the last Amud now. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to learn the last Amud of Masechta Tamid together, followed by the second Siyum, for those who want to be a little bit late. That's what I'm doing with Marshall. But again, everyone has their own shita. Let's go on.
Wait,
can I grab one question if we're allowing?
Rebbe
didn't answer hallel yet.
From yesterday's
question. Hallel. So hallel to make it be David. Can you wait till you finish hallel? If you want.
Of course.
Okay. So hallel is a very complicated question. It really is complicated. As you know. Well, so why don't you put it on your? Wait a minute. We spoke about hallel yesterday, did we not?
Rebbe didn't have a final conclusion.
I think I'm going to skip it completely. That's my shevel tasa odif. We discussed this yesterday. Dava, what's your question?
So, I have a very interesting question. I don't know if there'd be an equivalent in America, but in Israel at least, one of the local stores, or actually a national store. Sent to one of my congregants a whole box of things that he never ordered. It's a complete mistake. In other words, on the outside wrapper, they put his address. When you open it up, it actually has the name and the address of the person in Rehovot who was supposed to get it. Somehow it went to Geffner in Beit Shemesh, even though there's some woman in Rehovot. Excuse me. In the box includes things that are not chametz, but definitely things that are chametz. This is already a week ago. So he was able to track down this woman. He called her up. Of course she's frustrated. She's calling the store. He's calling the store. The problem is there's no one in any stores. Everything's closed. Everything is, you know, they order these things on the computer. So she's now trying to get maybe a refund. The bottom line is he's holding chametz, which he does not own, which no one wants to take responsibility for. And the question is, what is he obligated to do and what can he do with it heading into Pesach, excuse me.
What I'd recommend in the following cases is as follows. These two people he tracked her down, so they've spoken to each other. I would recommend that the woman in Rehovot should say that she wants to transfer ownership to the man in Beit Shemesh, and when he can acquire it by Kinyan Chotzer, it's in his house, and this is box, and he should sell it to the guy.
So Baruch Shekivanti, this is already what I told him. The problem is, it's not clear that she's Dati, and if she'll understand when he says, I want you to give it to me, that she's not necessarily, I'm not sure she's going to agree to give it to him in that context. That's already what I did tell him, but I figured if I have you, I'll find out what happens if she says no.
If she says no, he'll tell her, I'm going to have to burn it. Or I have to throw it out.
Okay.
So why should she say no? She would be silly to say no.
Okay.
Let's hope it works. Okay, let's go back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tos Masechta Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Beis. If everyone could get it on the screen, it'll be helpful. The bottom Tosfos. I'll read it in any event until it comes on the screen. Ubal Halachas Gedolos Bahag Kosav. The hecha, the inchi, a person forgot. Levarech belayla, he forgot to count at night. Yimne lemocha below brocha. V'chein halacha. If you forget to count at night, you count by day without a brocha. The bottom Tosfos. Aval, however, there it is. Aval, im shachach layla v'yom. He forgot at night and forgot it, as well, so it's the third from the last line. Lo yimna od bivracha. Why? The be'inan tmimos v'lecha. This is the famous tmimos. It says in the Torah, Sheva Shabbosos tmimos. You miss a day. Everyone knows this. Come on, every kid knows this. You miss a day of sphira. It can't go on. This is an invention of the Baal Halachos Gedolos. Found nowhere in Talmud Bavli. Nowhere. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. If you put on the Shulchan Aruch, you see a tough paid test. Orachaim Simatov Pei says, let's see what it says over there. I have my Shulchan Aruch in front of me. Simatov Pei Tes and Orachaim. Siv Zayin and Siv Ches. So in Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says as follows. Shochach below birich chol alayla, yisper bayom below bracha. Siv Ches. Im shochach levorach bi echad mehayomim. Ben yom rishon, Bein Mishar Yamin, Sofer Bishar Yamin, below Bracha. Avalim Hu Mesupuk, Im Dileg Yomecha below Sofer, Yisva Bishar Yamin, Bibracha. Okay, very good. We understand what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Where does the idea of Mesupuk come from? It comes from the Trumas Adeshin in Simon Lamed Zayin, and the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Lamed Ches, right in front of us. Open up, please. Sivkot Lamed Ches. You'll see what it says over there. The Ika Svek Sveka. We know what that means. So learning over there. Svek Sveka. Shema lo dile klal. Maybe you didn't forget. Vim tim salomar shudileg. Shema alocha kosan poskim. D'chayom hu mitzvah v'fnei atzma. Every day is a separate mitzvah, and therefore you skip a day. It's of no consequence. I repeat, the Baal Halachos Gedolos that we all take as a given is a matter of significant controversy in the Rishonim. For example, the Rosh in Pesachim quotes the Reed, you forget a day, it doesn't make a difference. If we take a look at Rabosai in the Shar HaTzion, Sivkot Mem Vav, Rechodosh HaShar HaChronim, the Kol Shekein im Sofek Zesh HaDileg Lohoya Al Yom Rishon, Ki im Al Shar HaYomim, Bevada Yisbar Shemim Bebracha, Bebaze, Das Rov Rishonim, the Mechayev Medina Lisbar Shayamim, Ayin Betur, Uvehilchos Ritz Geyers. very fascinating Sharatzion. If you don't know what he's talking about, you'll be shocked. What's he saying? What tour? What's a tour? The answer is that there's an opinion of Rav Sajagon, who says that if you skip the first day, it's all over. But if you skipped another day, it's not a problem. Quite an amazing shita. Quite an incredible shita. You skip one day, skip day five, it's no problem. Skip day one, you're toast. I recommend that you put on the tour. Are we in the tour now? Just press tour. There we go. Thank you. There we go. Kosov, that's right. If ain't no other me, Adoni of your rush, Kosov, she is beyond below bracha. Kosov, old Bahag, if you got a day, Rav Sadia Kosov, Shem Shachach Biacha Menayam Yvarach Biyam Shalach, of Chutzmila Rishon, Shem Shachach Lobirch Bo, Loyvarach Ode. An unbelievable Shita. How do you explain Rav Sadia? Either yes or no. What's in the first day, a different day? It's very hard to understand the opinion of Rav Sadia Gaon. Very hard to understand. It's interesting that the Mishnah Brewer's Lashon over here, when he's explaining the opinion of those who argue with the Baal Halachos Gedolos, he says as follows. We just read it. Shem Halach in the Lamed Ches. Also in the Poskim, Tuchayom U'mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. That implies, according to the Baal Halachos Gedolos, all 49 days is one mitzvah. That's why he says we rely on the Re and the Rosh that every day is a separate mitzvah, implying that the other Shita holds it's all one big mitzvah. And that's the implication of the Mishnah Brewer all the way back at the very beginning of the Sim. Sim and Tav Pei Tes, Sif Katan Gimel. Everyone see it? Noshim Avodim Pturus Mitzvah Zu. Tahavi Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Geroma. We discussed this yesterday a little bit. Some disagree, but Ramban and Kedushim Lamadal, we pass this. It's considered to be a Zman Geroma. Fine. Now watch this. Kosev Ogan Avram. Miukfa Shaviu Alayu Chova. Women all count Sphira. Says the Mishnah Brura. V'chimedume, he thinks. The Mimedino Seinu. In our parts, right, as opposed to the part of the Magen Avraham, in our part, lo nagi nashi klal mispar. Women do not count sphere. This is a remarkable turnaround. And the Magen Avraham says yes, and the Mishnah Berurah says no. In Hilchos Tfila, we had our simon Tav Pei Tes. Go back and Hilchos Tefillah way, way before, it's exactly the reverse. The Magen Avraham says the women do not daven, based upon the Rambam, it's the Siman Kuvav, and the Mishnah Berurah says they should daven. So interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah says they should daven, and they don't say Sfira, and the Magen Avraham says exactly the reverse. Not for now, I'm just an aside. Please don't, we can't go there right now. Okay, fine. The Kosev of a Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, Siv Gimel, why? To bevada yitu biyom echad. That the second part is clearly not true nowadays. Women know the pirish hamilas, Baruch Hashem. And he's afraid they're going to make a mistake one day. So big deal. They'll make a mistake. So what? So one might read the Mishnah Berurah to say, if a person counts 20 days, and skips day 21, that the first 20 brachos are bracha levatala. That's a simple read of the Mishnah Berurah, which of course fits if you assume that it's all one big mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah, it's 49 days. If you know you can't count 40, will not be able to count all 49 days, then it's not a mitzvah, you shouldn't even begin. Let's say for argument's sake, someone's told he has to unfortunately have an operation, and the operation will put him out for 24 hours. Out. So he shouldn't even start day one with a bracha, because it's going to end up being a bracha levatola when on day, whatever, day 20, day 40, you'll not be able to do it. That's what emerges from the simple read of the Mishnah Berurah. Simple read. Whenever I tell over the shiur, I tell the following story, and we'll say it again. Rabbi Breuer, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rabbi Breuer was nifter, I believe the year was 1980. Can you imagine that? Wow. Wow, 40 years ago, at age 98, on a Shabbos, and he had three of his grandchildren who were physicians were with him on that last Shabbos. And they, one of them, had a conversation with Rav Nissen Alpert Zatzal. I was sitting with him at a dinner. There's a lot of free time, and he told me these two stories, which to this day I shudder when I think about it. His first story was that Rabbi Breuer had a beautiful voice. He was davening Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv. That was they was Gimel Iyar. And then Eleinu, he finished. They said, Opa, that they referred to him, Opa, Grandpa, Sfira, Gimel Iyar is the 18th day of Sfira. He said, Ah, ich bin nicht rein, I'm not clean. Put off question. They didn't understand. He was clean a minute ago. He was still davening, and now he's not clean. He said it was putting him off. So Rabbi Alpert said, you didn't understand him. He already knew then that he's not going to live till the end of Sfira. And he held that you're not supposed to count if you're not going to live till the end of Sfira. Can you imagine that? The second part is nothing to do with Sfira, but I have to tell the story once I was telling this first story. Is that Opa was still clear in the morning. He davened with us, and we had a suda. But at the end, Opa, he was a little bit something confused. So what was he confused about? That after he finished lunch, he took a piece of challah and put it in his pajama pocket. He must have been confused. So Rabbi Alpert was jumping up and down. You don't understand, he's running circles around you. He knew his end was near, and it says in the Gemara, if someone passed away on Shabbos, he can only move him with the kikar or tinok on him. You put a kikar in his pocket. You thought he was confused. He was running circles around you. Those are my Rabbi Breuer stories I always like to tell when I say over this shiur. Okay, should be a schus, should be a me'elus yosha for his community, for all of Klal Yisrael. Let's go on. This is a simple read of this Mishnah Berurah. Fine. Now, it's interesting. What will happen if somebody is potter b'shas sfira? If you're potter b'shas sfira, the mitzvah doesn't count. Doesn't count. So, what do you mean doesn't count? He didn't do it. What'll happen? This is my shaila. I wasn't wise enough when I was by mitzvah. My birthday is Heir, middle of Sfira. So the question becomes, I counted the days beforehand, but didn't count. My calendar didn't count. That was a cotton. Put them in a mitzvah. So perhaps I should not be able to continue to count with the bracha after my bar mitzvah. So my son Akiva, he's born in Gimel Iyar, and this was his bar mitzvah drasha. And he continued to count after his bar mitzvah. And as a matter of fact, the Avnei Nezer says no. And the Yechav Adas, Rav Avadia, says no. Bar mitzvah during Sfira, you have to stop in the middle. Can't count anymore. Can't count. If you want to put it on the screen just a little bit, as time allows, put up Yechav Adas. That's easier. Styled in the Avnei Nezer, Chele Gimel Simon Chav Tes, I believe. See if we have it. Yeah, Cotton Shigla B'Tochim Asfira. Here, Mashar LaHam Shalis Masfira Samu B'Bracha. Shuvah. If you may do up also mitzvahs, man should put them bimena. Chazan is Chayavu. Chayav Lavas Alakayim also. Okay. So skipped Umiata 10 lines, 20 lines later. Now they keep going up, 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 stop. Umeata, one line down. Go down a line, please. No, I went too far. No. I mean, go up. I'm sorry. Umeata, I lost it before. Oh, there it is. Okay. The Das Ba'alochas Gedolos, Tos Megillah. You have to be Tamimus. Sheva, Lo Sava Yamem Mesfir. Shubayna Sofa Mebracha. That's it. Finished. If that's the case, he calls Shulchan Aruch passing away. 5 lines later. Fizeh Af Pisha Sofra Nar Bekat Nuso. Kema Shoya Oz Poti Me'a Mitzvus. Ein Tzvi Oz Sofa Lo Klum. Nebuch Hashem Kan Tamimus. Fichach Sofa Me'a Shanas Ba Mitzvah. Below Bracha. Priya Oret says so. The Chidah quotes it. You know, Mavadi rattles off a bunch of people who also say the same thing. Okay? And that's why he passes like that. Halacha Lamais. He passes away. He passes away. Safik Brochas Lahokel. Finished. I was not ready to accept this psak. Of course, you have the names there. Simon Taklat. Okay? We have Mavadi said it. Can we really accept that? Let's take a look at both sides. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkotan Lamed Dalet. Tov Peites Sivkotan Lamed Dalet. See what it says. What does it say? Shochach lo spirit kol alayla yisro bayom below bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The shlochosh ledas har poskim the ains man sfira le balayla. Kshemavarach bayom hula batola. Miu. Mikan ul habos sofer b'chol layla b'bracha. We all know this then. Why? Lo havi kedilag yom echad legamrei. Fine. What's the reason? Look and please in the shower at Siyun. Memhei. Kedivrei Chumas Adeshen Muva Bebeis Yosef. Umashim Dahave Sfek Sfeka Lechiyuva. Safek Dibidiyevet Sphere of Bismana Kol Meis Lies. Him Tim Saloma Bet Kedasa Poskim De Sphere of Bayo. Afal Pikain. Do you have it on the screen? Yeah, there it is. That's right. Afa became harbe poskim maskimim dein ayam emakven zaseh linyan zelo bina tamimus. We saw this in a different Rishonim. All this is beautiful. The problem is it's not an accurate quotation. Why don't you look in the Chumash Adeshin himself? Put on the screen, please. Sim Lamed Zayin. Chumash Adeshin is the, if you look in the Chumash Rishonim, it's the last one. The alphabet, here it is. What does he say? You forgot? What do you do? Yisro b'bracha mikan v'hola. Right? What happens? Sof alalach hazalav. He's sofik. What do you do? Lo mi boyim nischas v'kos of yom ahu. Shos v'arit zor l'yisro b'yom b'lo bracha. B'toch ha-sofik. B'shuv yisro b'shar leilos b'bracha. V'ochi nagin en afil b'vare shokha b'lailo l'yisro. V'sof v'yom b'lo bracha. Sof v'shuv b'bracha. Why? The mikre shaper tamimus. Why? Ho avlo dila yomecha legamre. Keep that in your memory. Ala filu im lo niska sofek ala bishlai la shnia. Afa piken sofek bebrocha mitocha sofek. Afa gad the bevara shocha yomecha nagina kebahag. Eno sofa pirish bebrocha. The below brocha manaf kamina. Gen tosas and menachis. Yeah. We can go that right now. Fine, we'll skip a little bit. But in our case, what does he say? In our situation, so what is it? It's in effect a svek sveka. Okay? A svek sveka. So let's go, what is a svek sveka? The svek sveka is in the case which we spoke about earlier. That's a correct citation of the Chumash Adeshin. That's found over here. We said it earlier. In Sivkaton Lamed Ches, Svek Sveka. What's the case over there in Shulchan Aruch Siv Ches? Im Shachach Levarach Bechad Me'ayamim. So then, without a bracha, if it's Mesupak, that's the Chumash Adeshin's case. You keep going because it's Svek Sveka. That's true. But the case that the Mishnah Berurah is referring to over here, in Sivkaton Lamed Dalin, what's the case over there? The case over there, he counted by day. The Chumash Adeshin did not say Svek Sveka. Let's see it again. Go back to Chumash Adeshin. What is he saying? He's saying, if you remember, they counted by day, right? And then what? He counts further. Why? The mikri shapa tmimis, ho velo dilega mechel legami. Stop. Full stop. He never mentioned svek svek in that context. The Mishnah Berurah is not a precise citation of the Trumas HaDeshem. Maybe it makes sense, but it's not a precise version of what the Trumas HaDeshem said. He never said svek svek. This is not my ha'ara. I found this first in Rav Zevin. It's a Chavon of the Bracha. In Shana B'Shana, way back, Tavshin Chafei, 1965. That's a long time ago. There he says, I think it's what, that's 55 years ago? 65 years ago? No, 55 years ago, okay.
55,
a long time ago, 1965. In Shana B'Shana, which comes out every year, it's not true.
Was that the book review? Was that the one who wrote the book reviews, and that's where it was?
One more time.
Was Rav Zevin the one who wrote the book reviews, and that's what Rebbe's quoting?
No, Shana B'Shana used to come in every year by the Mizrahi, by somebody. He used to write articles there. I don't think he had book reviews too. That Sofrim was firm. This was, I think, an independent. This is his own Kiddush. I think he printed his own article. I don't know if I have it anymore, but that's what he says there. That's what he says there, and he says therefore a whole different yourself, whole different yourself, as follows. If you skip a day, the chesaron is not that all 49 days is one mitzvah. Not at all. It's simply a matter of counting. You have to count in order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. It just doesn't work. It doesn't make sense, that kind of a count. That's not a legitimate count. That's the problem. That's the reason why if you skip a day, it's not considered to be tmimus. You can't count 6 without 5. But there's nothing wrong with the first 4 days. The first 4 days you counted were legitimate counts. Not a bracha levatola. It was a legitimate count. Once you miss 5, you cannot go to 6. You cannot go to 6. Now, if you forgot by night and counted by day, why may you continue to count? For the reason that it gives. Look, read it inside. Why? Ho'avalo dileg yom echad legamrei. Explains Rav Zevin. So machlokas to Rishonim, can you fulfill the mitzvah by day? Some say yes and some say no. But even those who say no will agree it's the fifth day of Sfira. And therefore, if you count by day, you shouldn't make a bracha because it may not be a mitzvah, but the count by day is enough to, catch the phrase now, maintain the continuity. You can count continuity. If 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is maintained, if you count day 5, even if you count day 5 in the daytime, not in the nighttime, because the continuity is maintained. You haven't, that's what he means. You count it by day. Now we go back to an interesting bir halacha. If you go back to the Mishnah Berurah, there's an interesting bir halacha. Siman Tav Pei Tes. Tav Pei Tes. Below, the second paragraph. Chasa B'dar Shalom. Misha Meisto Mutu Lefonov. Be'echad Meimeha Omer. Yispar bayom liacha kvura meisa below bracha. Fine, good. Atashlumin, not going to that prat right now. What will happen if Nebuch is an onain the entire 24 hours? But known to happen. Known to happen. So what do you do? What do you do? So he says the last line of this bialacha. The Yisba B'Shah Shemesa Mutal Lefana below Bracha V'Shuv Yachol Yisba B'Chol Yamin B'Bracha. Why? An owner is not permitted to fulfill a mitzvah. What do you mean? You count without a bracha. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs even without a bracha. You think an owner is allowed to do other mitzvahs without a bracha? He'll say Shema without a bracha? No way. Not a chance. It doesn't work. What's going on? How do you explain this? Explains Rav Zevin as follows. An owner is potter me all mitzvahs. He's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. He's counting now on the day of his aninus, not as a mitzvah, just to keep the continuity. Same as, according to many Rishonim, if you don't count by night, you count by day, it's no mitzvah. It's enough to maintain the continuity. So too by an owner. Ad kan the words of Rav Zevin in Shana B'Shana way back, Tavshin Chafei 1965. Fine. Now, I don't know if you're able to get on the screen the Shulchan Shlomo that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. I don't know if it's in links. I have my doubts. Give it a try. Oh, you have it. Amazing. Shulchan Shlomo Simon Tav Pei Tes Siv Gimel. This looks like this. Where's Gimel? Here, that's right. Noshin Peturos, the top line. Noshin Peturos Misfiras Omer. The mitzvah cessation is man grama. Achshav yolai chova. Finirali, they'll call upon him lo yavaruchu. Whoa. This is what the Mishnah quotes back in Sifkot and Gimel. But watch, compare the Mishnah Berurah and Gimel to what you see on the screen. So far, it's verbatim. All right, verbatim. Why? The bevada yitu yomecha. But he adds three words. Velo yodin hadin. The Mishnah Berurah omitted those three words. V'lo yodim adim. What do you mean, lo yodim? What din do they not know? You know what they don't know? They don't know the din. If you skip one day, you may not continue with the bracha. That's the pshat in the Shulchan Shlomo. Not there's anything wrong with the first 4 days that they counted, but they miss five and they'll count six with the bracha. That's the problem. It's exactly the opposite of the Mishnah Berurah as we have it. The way we have the Mishnah Berurah left out those three words. Body to Yom Echad, get an impression the first 4 days are no good. It's Rabbi Breuer is that's how held. No, it's the opposite. For the Yodim Adin, we're afraid they're going to count day six with a bracha when they skipped five. But the first 4 days is not a problem. Wow, unbelievable. Who points this out? The beautiful Sefer called Sfiras HaOmer, written by Rav Tzvi Cohen. I was told that he passed away recently. But Tzvi Cohen was a tremendous Baal Mechaber, wrote many, many, many Sfarim, the Tefillas Kelim, Agolas Kelim, so many Sfarim. I believe he was an uncle of Rav Shlomo Friedman Shlita from Kerem B'Yavna. So he left those three words out. Comes out to the exact opposite. I was once privileged to hear a shiur from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik on this topic. If memory serves, it was one of the shiurim he gave in Moriah. Aside from the shiur he gave every day in the yeshiva 3 days a week, on Tuesday nights, we'd give a shiur in Yiddish in the Moria Shul on the west side of Manhattan, 80th and Broadway. And we would go down, you know, take a train to hear the Rav whenever we could. His Yiddish was unbelievable. Just to hear it, it was just incredible. So if I'm not mistaken, it was one of those shiurim where he said the following. The same shtickel Torah as... Wait, what are you to me? The Rav Shir? Really? Well, not for now. Okay. This is the Rav Zoom. Okay. This is linked to Rav Zevin. Oh, got it. Thank you, Mashi. So we have Rav Zevin. You can look up the Shana B'Shana. But the Rav Shir, I don't think, was not Zoomed in whatever year he gave it. I'm guessing it was probably sometime in the, late 60s, early 70s. That's when I used to go somewhat regularly to the Rav's Tuesday night shiur. It was gewaltig. In any event, he said the same shtickle Torah, and he brought a raya from Rav Sadia Gaon. We saw before Rav Sadia Gaon in the tour, what did he say? If you forget day one, it's over. If you forget day 10, just keep going. How do you explain that? So the Rav explained like this. If it's that all 49 days is one, next no difference. You left out day one, left out day 10, no difference. If you go with this shtickle Torah, that you lose the continuity, you had a chiddush in Rav Sadia Gaon. Once I say one, the rest goes automatically. I start to count. I say one. Today is one, tomorrow is two automatically. If I skip day one, finished. Day two is too late. I didn't get started. That's how we explain the Rav Sadia Gaon. Beautiful. And he quoted an amazing source, open on the screen, the Sefer HaChinuch, Simen Shin Vav. Sefer HaChinuch, Simen Shin Vav. says the following. You'll see it on the screen in a moment. We're going to say Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Shin Vav. Thank you. What about if a person forgot? He forgot. What did you forget? You forget. These things can happen. Keep going down, please. Keep going down. There, Shachach. Yesh. Shor Mushamisha Shachach v'lo mona yom echad she'ein yochal limnos ol b'os hashana. Yeah. We don't agree with it. No. Elami shel Shachach. Line starts the word shesh Shachach. Yom echad. Yomar. Amazing. Emesh. Hoyu kach below bracha. If I forget day five, the next day, day six, I say, yesterday was day five. Umone ha'acherim im kol Yisrael. What's im kol Yisrael? What does that mean? What that means is that these poskim will argue the Bahag because they say the count is continued by all of Klal Yisrael. So you can say, yesterday was five. But can I take a lulav on Hanukkah? What do you mean yesterday was five? Too late. No, since Klal Yisrael kept the count going, you can say yesterday was day five. And that's Ad Kan Shamati from my Rebbe from Soloveitchik, who's a Chavon on the Ruch. The Chinuch, when he explains the Bahag, right over there, right the line on top, Misha Shachach, right there, Philomoni Amecha, then he adds, when we came to Shachar Amen Yom Echad, we call a cheshbon, botel mimenu. Botel mimenu. That's what we suggested, that the cheshbon is botel. You can't go on. So that mitzvah achas should not be taken literally, but rather it means that the cheshbon is botel. So now, Rabosai, this is part one of today's shiur. Took a little longer than I expected. We started a little bit late. Now let's start what we call part two. If you want to stay on longer, we can go into part three. That's up to you. But let's at least do part two. Part two. In Mesorah, which you can probably also get online, in volume four, they quoted everything I said in the name of my Rebbe of Soloveitchik, and they brought another proof from the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel. Let's go back to Siv Gimel. Tov Peites, Siv Gimel. What does it say in Siv Gimel? Hamispalel im hatzibur mi ba'od yom. Mone imohem below bracha. Vim yizkor balayla yivorech v'yispor. Okay. That's what it says. What in the world does that mean? What do the words mean? If you open, please, to the Magen Avraham, I have my Magen Avraham in front of me, but if you want to put it on the screen, everyone can see it. The Magen Avraham here in Sifkaton Zion quotes this then from the Shulchan Aruch. I'm opening my big Shulchan Aruch to be able to see it in real print, black on white. Here we go. Sifkaton Zion. Look to what he says. Zelashon Arashba. Simon Reish Laman Hay. Misha Omar Zel Limnos Imatzibur Mibod Yom Tola Buki Sriki Birabenu. It's not true. The Kol Shemona Mibod Yom Lo Osavalo Klum Ad Rabba Kimeid Mashaino. On day six, I say, on day five, I say it's day six. If it's your Reishema Yishkach Bisphir of Yismoch Al Sirazu, Kimosh Bikriash Mashal Arvis. No, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, he's a Davin Meir from Plaga Minchanon. Everyone knows that. Yeah. Im Ken Kfar Yotzi De Sfira, Ushi Chozim Mavarech, Havi Brocha Levatala. End quote. It can't possibly work. It's too early, so it's nothing. And if you say it's something, so you cannot make a Brocha later on. The whole thing is wrong. So writes the Magen Avraham. The whole thing is wrong. How do we answer this question? How do we answer this question? So my Rebbe is quoted there in Mesorah Dalet as follows. For sure you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Odyom. If you get Mesorah Dalet, if you can get it on the screen, I'm happy to show what my Rebbe said according to the Mesorah Dalet. He certainly did not fulfill the mitzvah. All right. Did not fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, if you remember at night, you would count with a bracha. But since, with respect to certain halachas, let's take a look. Not there?
I don't think it's Dalid.
Oh.
I was looking it up myself. I have it. But
I guess it's a typo. Maybe try your Dalit.
Try Gimel.
Gimel? Try Gimel.
Because it's on Pesach.
Okay. Maybe it's Gimel?
Hafikomer.
I saw Sfiras Omer.
Yes, Sfiras Omer. Yeah.
Gimel. Thank you for correcting my typo. Gimel. Okay. Let's see. Sfiras Omer. Yeah. Take a look. It's paragraph 3. V'nira lochiach kitzad hasheni. The tmimus havedin behem sheichayus maise haminyan. That's the continuity. Rav Sadia Gaon, we said before. So if you'll say the reason is it's all one day mitzvah 49, what's the difference between day one and day other? According to the second side, we understand. Why? Choslav etzem maase haminyan. Shapir shloma. Thank you. The Rav Sadia Gaon holds. Yesh chilek ben yom rishon shayamim. If no sofa be yom rishon as bevari haminyan shechoslav haminyan. And as fear minyan yechol naschon yom sheni. Am sofa yom rishon his chol minyan as fear. Should be yechol is shapir lhamishin as minyano. I feel him hefsit kama yomim beemtza. Adam shalo sofa nechshav kiminuyim me'aleyem. Me'acha shemeschila nikba kol minyan ideish mashu sofa yom rishon. As I told you. Oh, now tough pay test ches bialocha sofer shehavi b'shem Rav Haigon esmol hoya kach hayom kach tamua. What has happened esmol? Must be tmimis. How can it be without 19 without 18? You have to count him sheichus or retzifus. On day 19 you say yes, he was 18. Then he quotes the sefer chinuch as I told you im kol yisrael the fourth line of the next paragraph. Pshita, the Jews are doing it. So you should have said, yeah. So what do you see? The chinuch understand the bahag. The concern of tmimus is not because all 49 is one mitzvah, like dalavin shabululov. No, it's the hemsheich yos aminyan. You can't say 20 if you didn't say 19, and therefore he quotes the argument of the bahag. He says they're right. If shall kol yisrael counted 19, even though he didn't join them, you keep on going. Very keep going. Keep going to the next page. Okay, one second. Oh, next paragraph. V'nei b'magzav vitri, hevi b'shem Rashi, sh'noeg nimno sfiras omer achaplaga mincha b'lo brocha. V'chakach b'layla mona od pa'am b'brocha. V'chak the Rashba, monashach. If he yosib after plaga mincha, so then you should make a brocha. And how can you make a bracha after this is already bracha levatala? And if you're not, you'll say, what did you gain? Vashen yo lefarish from minig Rashi. Rashi holds like the Bahag. Himself forgot to count. One day, it's not called Tmimus. Umas is called Aminyan Shal Shayamim. L'chein ha'yachosh Hashem Yishkach Midlibnos B'layla. V'yafsen Aminyan Af Yomim Acherim. L'chein ha'yamak Nimnos Miplag Amincha. L'ohim Avarichos. Adayin Kayomim. In the next paragraph, what about a cotton shigli me sphira? So he thanks after the last three lines, page Lamed Ches, after cotton potter mikola mitzvahs, mikomakom, maisa sphira kaponim havi, kemishamona bicholyom bekatnuso, the misha suffer by yom, yochol hamshich lispo bebrocha bodela saboim, the same as a kaponim was a maisa sphira, you can keep counting, that's what I did, that's what my son did, chayal hamshich bebrocha, and the same thing applies. Someone counts after plag Hamincha. Very, very nice. Ad kan my Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Fine. Interestingly, if you go back to the Magen Avraham, please go back to the Magen Avraham, Sivkotin Zayin, look what he writes. Chen Masha Biloshin Avud Raham, Shasiyim, Aval Rambam Kosav, I mean, Magen Avraham Zayin, Aval Rambam Kosav, Mona Velo Birich Yotza, Adin Beis Yosef, Masha de Siyule, Shetakanoso Kakaloso, the Shema Yotza Berishona, the also Shiv Levarech, Ken Sarach Ian, Lama Koso Harab Beis Yosef, it's against the Avod Raham, Benirali, Ozle Shitase, Shapostak Vesimin Samach Sivdalet, the Mitzvah Strichas Kavona, Jim Kay, Yechavim Belibo, in Ez Korba Laila, Ein Ani Mechavim, let's say specifically Zu. Bechein Mash Veloshona Ramo, Shekosav, Im Hoya Dait O Shalo Lotzeis. What did Ramo say? I feel on the omen of Bruch Birkas Akol, Im Hoya Dait O Shalo Lotzeis, Yahs of Yivorach Yisra Balailo, says the Mogan Avram, it's a Tanai, right? A Tanai. You're making it tonight, conditional. It's a tonight. That's how the Magen Avraham seems to understand. If I remember, then I ain't any mechav and lots of spheres. Answer to Rashba's kasha. If you have to in mind not to be yotze, you're in fact not yotze, so you can make a brocha. If you don't remember by night, you'll rely on the count of both yom. Maybe you were yotze, and presumably be kind of a svek sveka. That's what he says. This is the Magen Avraham's pshat. Let's chazer again and sif gimel what he means. He says a person should be the tzibur, you count with them without a bracha. You have a condition. If I remember tonight, then I don't want to be yotzi now, so I count tonight with a bracha. If I don't remember tonight, well then what I did now, you know, maybe it counts. And it's a svek sveka, maybe you don't have to have tmimus. That's how I understood the Magen Avraham. The problem is, it's mefurish and Shulchan Aruch against his trap. And he has Daiti and Siv Dalit. Siv Dalit. Mi sheshoal also chavero ben ashmoshes kama yimei sphira b'zeh halayla yom alo esmol hoyu kach v'kach shim yom alo hayom kach v'kach einu yochol lachzo v'limnos b'brocha. You can no longer count with the bracha. Everyone knows this, then. You can no longer count with the bracha. Avokona ben hashmoshes, kevan she'enem in hazman sfira, en b'kach kulum. What's he saying? Till ben hashmoshes, it's nothing. According to the Magen Avraham, it's very difficult. Here he had kavana shalolotzeis. And in such a situation, the Magen Avraham writes over here, in Sivkatan, one second. It's a cut on.
Rabbi, isn't this different because he has kavana to be counting, kind of? Meaning, by saying what day it is at that point, that's a kavana. That's not the same tonight that we said before.
That is true. Hold on, please. Take a look in Sivkot and Ches. Sivkot and Ches in Magen Avraham. On that Ramo that said, I feel on the Omen, I bring us a call, in my dato, Shalolot says, Yagzo b'yivorech b'yisru b'layla. Says in Magen Avraham, Kosher, ta feel the bistam lo yotza, to be in Jishav and Lot says, Kemosh nichlo simen samach siv dalet. Efsher came in the also the Varach Brocha Levatola, Moyastam, also the Varach Shadis, came in the Yeshomim, Mitzvah Saint Strichas Kavana, came nearly to Machlok and Simon Samach 2 days, or the Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, or Ain Strichas Kavana. Fine. If that's the case, how does Shulchan Aruch say over here that if you already said it, Hayom Kach Bekach, that's nothing? Shulchan Aruch says over here, Mishjolo chaver ben shmoshes. Kame says kach v'kach. Right? What are you worried about? And the yochol lachs alimnos bibrocha. Abakona ben shmoshes. That's mansvira. It's nothing. What do you mean it's nothing? What do you mean it's nothing? We said before that maybe you can be yotzin mitzvah for plaga mincha. Then it's not a nothing. Maybe mitzvah says eight shiras kavana. Maybe you really were yotzin. That's the problem. And I want to go further than that. You have the tour. Please put on links on the tour to the Beis Yosef. But both say, I'm running out of time. With your permission, it's up to you. Either we go late today or we do tomorrow. What's your preference?
Both.
Both. So we'll stop at 2:30. I don't like more than an hour. He said we wouldn't go this week. And tomorrow, 12 o'clock, it's better. So tomorrow, 12 o'clock, we better. Good. I don't like to go over time. Look at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes the Avodraham. There it is, right there. Cause the Rabbi of David Avodraham. Cost of amounts of victory. Hamispal the Matsiba Vimojon, Mone Moin below Brocha. Neymar Omar, Imeska Balaila, Bevesi Echsov Avarich. Kidin. Venimsa Shalob Irach de Livatol. Vim Eshkach, Haremanisi Yavim Shavuos, Le Mitzvah. Okay, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Avala Rambam. Because of the Rambam, what did the Rambam say? Im mona v'lo birich yotza v'chein ikar. What does that mean? There's no t'nai. You made a t'nai over here? What kind of t'nai? What was it you made a t'nai? Complicated t'nai. If I remember tonight, the sphere is nothing. If I forget tonight, the sphere is something. What do you see a t'nai here? Let's read it again one more time. You say, if I remember tonight, then I'll count again. And it's not a bracha levatala. But if I forget, I counted weeks and days and weeks for a mitzvah. But the Rambam says, mona lo birich is yotza. Becheinika, so I have a pra. So there's no tonight over here. So, moav rabosai, I'm going to stop here. It's 2:30. And we'll see you, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow. If you can put up, if you can preserve it, you can already start now. Put up the Rav Yoh. You get a Rav Yoh on the screen? We'll just get it on now so we'll be familiar for tomorrow. The Rav Yoh Simen Tov Kuf Chof Vov. Just to see it for a second, if you can get it. So we'll know that tomorrow will be in good shape. Rav Yoh should be in the, I guess, Halach of Rishonim, I'm guessing. Rav Yoh, of course, is one of the most amazing Sfarim. That's right. Tov Kufa V'chavav. He says, we'll stop. I said we'll stop at 2:30. It's not 2:30. We'll stop. So tomorrow, Blineta, we'll begin with the Rav Yoh, Tov Kufa V'chavav, at 12 o'clock till 1 o'clock. If there are more questions, Michael, you submit them to me a little earlier, so I have some time to look at them. And I want to thank everybody for joining in this Zoom Shir. We're going, Mamish, I can't say Shira on Wednesday. My wife prohibited it. You have to always listen to your wife. If somebody has a very new wife, someone I've married for a longer time, by two people on the bottom of the screen, okay? And one in the top left corner of my screen. But you have to listen to your wife no matter how long you're married, and therefore, no Shira on Wednesday. So tomorrow will be the last Shira at 12 o'clock. We'll try to finish up the Yom Sefiras HaOmer as much as we can. Any questions that you have, I'll be happy to try to answer. Maybe we'll finish with a little bit of chizuk before Yom Tov.
Can Rabbi discuss tomorrow if one ends up in the situation where they hadn't counted Sfira yet, and now they could say Kriyat Shema, Sfira, and benching at the same time, which one you would do first?
This happens all the time. In my younger years, when the kids were young, we always made early Shabbos, and you turn the early Shabbos, you had benching, you had Kriyat Shema, you had Sfira. We did it in that order. We first did benching. That's the end of the meal. Then we did Kriya Shema. And then we did Sfira. Tadir v'shena tadir tadir kol.
Benching's tadir?
No, benching is the end of the meal. I finish it. So you first bench. Then we say Kriya Shema. And then we would say Sfira. This went out of my house all the time when they had children young. I And we say we're going to bench now. As soon as we finish benching, we're not even going to leave the table. We'll say Kriya Shema, three parshas. And then we stand up and we say Sfira together. This went on for years and years in my house. Okay. Thank you tomorrow at 12, Mr. Shem.
Can Rebbe stop the recording?
Let's see if I can.
For Moshe.
Hold on. I'll try to press something.
Moshe, you can stop it now.
Do it now?
Yeah.